Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, in the wintertime, you think about frostbite, hypothermia, you know, things that could go wrong when you're outside exercising, playing in the wintertime. But you don't necessarily think about dehydration because you're not as thirsty in the winter. But there is an increased risk for dehydration in the wintertime because you don't even really realize it. My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller, registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and expert consultant in disease prevention. Welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. Hydration.
Always a pleasure.
In the winter. Thank you. I mean, people don't think about it, right? They don't think that we need to even worry about hydration in the winter. So let's talk about it. Water, sports drinks, winter. Give us what you think is the best information.
Well, you know, we always assume that we need to think about hydration in the summer because we're perspiring. But, you know, we do exhale and we do actually perspire sometimes when we're, you know, I was shoveling my driveway. I broke out into a sweat yesterday. Shoveling the snow, even though it was freezing cold out. So, you know, we do lose fluids and we need to replace fluids. You know, the key is we always need to replace fluids that are lost. And the reason why, even in the cold, is that we need it to help maintain body temperature, balance out fluid regulation, maintain normal heart rate and blood pressure. So, and also to not only bring nutrients to our cells and our body, but to help bring waste products away from those places, you know, those cells, and then out of the body and be excreted. So, you know, I always kid around. perspiration, urination, defecation, and exhalation is how we, you know, lose fluids, water vapor out of our body.
And if you're not doing any of those things, then you know you're not taking in enough fluids, too.
That's right.
Because if you're not urinating, if you're not pooping properly, you know that your body is not working as efficiently. I love poop talk myself, but that's just me. Now, you were perspiring, but yet, you know, you say in the winter, people don't always feel so thirsty, but it's so dry in the winter. Everything is so dry. Our hair, our skin. Everything.
A lot of people get bloody noses in the winter because their air is very dry in their home, so it's not just a humidifier. I had learned a number of years ago that when you have chapped lips, it's not just because your skin is dry, it's because you're not well hydrated. So it's very important to hydrate your body from the inside out. And also, some people complain that they're hungrier in the winter. Well, sometimes the reason why we are quote-unquote hungry is because we're dehydrated. So we don't feel that same effect during the summer where, you know, we're usually thinking, oh, I need to eat or I need to drink more fluids. But we can also eat our fluids, right? There are foods that have a lot of water in them. Like if you get citrus fruits, they have water in them. And tomatoes or another food, cucumber, you know, an iceberg lettuce is more water than anything else. But, you know, again, it's you know, having water, having sports drinks when needed, maybe having hot coffee, hot chocolate, or tea in the winter to help you with getting your fluids in.
Well, that's a great idea to use those other beverages and foods to help you get it in, even if you're not necessarily feeling that thirst. Now, what about sports drinks? We talk about this in the summertime, sports drinks versus water. You're mentioning tea and coffee and milk and salads and things to get water in.
Like chicken, how about chicken broth or tomato soup? Like those are things that we can use also to rehydrate with and get those electrolytes in, and in some cases get some carbohydrates in. So the priority for what we need to replenish is we need to replenish water first, electrolytes next, then carbohydrates, and then protein. So for exercise up to an hour, again, if you're not having extreme perspiration and extreme temperature conditions, water is usually adequate. And then anything after an hour, we would want to replenish with, again, something with electrolytes, something with carbohydrates, and make sure that we do get some protein in at some point. But, you know, I just want people to realize if you just go out and you're playing in the snow for an hour, you don't need to come back in and drink Gatorade.
Well, sure, because they're such high in sugar, some of those things. And now, you know, I like to tell people that they can also keep track of their color of their pee. Because if it's really yellow, and especially in the wintertime, then you know you're not getting enough fluids.
Yeah, I always say if it's pale and plentiful, then you are well hydrated. If it's dark and scant, you need to drink some more. And if it's fluorescent yellow, you probably just took some vitamin C, because the half-life of vitamin C is a few hours. So literally that just gets, you know, that gets used and excreted as quickly as possible in our system.
And if it smells bad, it probably means you ate asparagus the night before.
Right. Or if it's a little pink, you could have had some beets.
So there's a lot it tells you. Maybe we should change the segment to what your pee tells you. But so we need to hydrate, and we need to make sure, because people don't think about it in the winter, and you mentioned sports drinks as only being something we need if it's more than an hour. Do you, of intense, you know, activity, if we're skiing, if we're sledding, doing something that requires a lot of, you know, a lot of energy, is there any sports drinks you really like or don't like? Does the sugar content in these things bother you?
I don't mind the sugar content in them. If anything, I actually mind the sports drinks that have the non-nutritive sweeteners in it, because just teasing people with that sweet taste without giving them really the calories that they need, I just think that that's a waste of money and a waste of, you know, fluid. I mean, if you're not going to put fluids in your body that your body needs, then what's the point of having it? Because you don't need those non-nutritive sweeteners. So, you know, I don't mind the sugar content. Again, if you're exercising, it's what you need to replenish. But something I often recommend people do is, if you don't like sweets, you know, have something like pretzels or crackers with some water. You know, this way you've got the salt, you've got some carbohydrate coming in, and then you've got some fluids to wash it down with. So I think that that's another way to, you know, get what your body needs without it necessarily being sugar. I don't want to demonize sugar and say that all sugars are bad and they're all inappropriate. But, again, some other options are to eat foods that have water and use soups in the wintertime, use broths. I mean, miso soup is another one, too. You can very easily make miso soup. You know, I love a lot of those, you know, soup packets where you just throw it into some boiling water. You know, if you have hot water around or a microwave around, you can just, you know, get some hot water and make a little salty broth is all you need to help, you know, help your body after you've been exercising to replenish water and replenish some sodium in your body as an important electrolyte.
What is your best information, Dr. Stoller, about how much liquid we need? You know, some people say 8 6-ounce glasses, or 8 8-ounce, or 12 8-ounce. Clear it up for us. How much liquid do we need in a day?
Oh, I wish it was so easy. The easiest answer is to tell you that you have to replenish losses. And again, you divert back to the pee test. I mean, we've heard the 8 glasses of water a day. So, you know, it's technically 8 1-cup servings, right? So some people don't drink a cup, you know, maybe they are drinking 8 cups. Some people drink more because they're more accustomed to it, or they're exercising more. So therefore, they need more. You know, some people know when they've had that really salty food, if you've had some salty deli meat or French fries, or, you know, sometimes you eat something where it's really highly salted, and then for quite some time you're very thirsty afterwards to catch up, you know, to get your body caught up with all that sodium that you just consumed. So, you know, there's no hard, fast rule. Some days you might drink more water than others. The general rule of thumb, though, is to really make sure that throughout the day you are having some fluids and that you are urinating regularly. I mean, I wouldn't recommend drinking, you know, 2 or 3 big glasses of water before you go to sleep at night, because nobody wants to have interrupted sleep and have to be going to the bathroom all the time. So that would not be something I would encourage people to do. But during the day, yes. Before you're going on a long airplane ride or a car trip, no. You know, I just...
Well, sure, and we just have to remember that the most important thing is, even though you don't feel that thirst, you do need to keep hydrated, even in the winter. This is Melanie Cole. You are listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body with our good friends, the American College of Sports Medicine. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD, and stay well.